MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 5, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Two divers found dead in Rockport. Newburyport woman seriously injured in I-495 crash.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have soccer, field hockey, and of course, football updates from the North Shore. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. The bodies of two divers were recovered Wednesday off Rockport's coast. Police and Coast Guard officials spent hours searching for a diver in the area of Back Beach after the body of a man who was reportedly diving in the area was found on Front Beach by Rockport police earlier in the day. This is reporting from the Gloucester Times. According to Coast Guard spokesperson Brianna Carter, earlier on Wednesday, Rockport police found a deceased male at Front Beach who had been diving in the area. This led to the discovery that two individuals had been diving in the area earlier Wednesday morning, and a search began for a second diver, a 70-year-old unidentified male in full diving gear. The body of the second diver was found via sonar by the Rockport-based search vessel Ocean Reporter and was recovered by members of the Massachusetts State Police Team. Sources said the two divers were related. The Rockport Police Department, Massachusetts State Police, Coast Guard Station Gloucester, Coast Guard Air Station Cape Cod, and the Rockport-based research vessel Ocean Reporter all took part in the search, according to the Gloucester Times. WCVB-TV is reporting that a 65-year-old Newburyport woman suffered serious injuries in an I-495 crash in Chelmsford yesterday morning. Two Air residents were also injured when a southbound vehicle crossed into the northbound lane, slamming into another vehicle. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that Governor Mara Healey signed a $1 billion tax relief package Wednesday that calls for expanded tax credits for housing, child care, renters, and seniors, cutting business taxes, and overhauling the estate tax. Healey signed the bill in the State House library surrounded by legislative and business leaders, as well as advocates who push for many of the changes, billed as the first tax cuts in two decades. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News a dilapidated mansion that has been a sore spot for years in downtown Peabody is about to start a new life. The Bell Inn at 2 Washington Street, just off Main Street, is scheduled to open for business on Tuesday, October 10. The former O'Shea Mansion, as it was known, has been transformed into an inn, restaurant, and speakeasy tavern. And Jim Sullivan is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News, Paula Burke's three-decade-plus public service career is coming to a close Friday when she says goodbye to her position as the city's Council on Aging director. With experience stretching back 35 years in public education and administration, Burke succeeded longtime Newburyport COA director Rosanna Robillard and began her career in the city the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day in January 2021. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Patriots are gearing up for their next game Sunday at home against the 2-2 Saints. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones was asked yesterday. Now, the offensive coordinator said that Jones made some decisions that were unlike Jones in last Sunday's game at Dallas. What does Jones think about his decisions last week?
The biggest thing is moving on from it and learning from it. And like I said, just for me, the play-by-play basis is important. What am I supposed to do on the play? Like, what's my read? What's the intention of the play? And if I follow that, usually 90% of the time, it's pretty good.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. Two North Shore boys soccer powers clashed yesterday. Masconomet topping Gloucester 1-0. Jack Wexler with the game's only goal. The Masco girls soccer team picked up their 9th win of the season yesterday, 5-0 over Gloucester. Field hockey, Ipswich and Triton tying at 0. Newburyport shut out Swampscott 3-0. Volleyball, Peabody rolls on to their 11th win of the season against one loss. They top Saugus 3-0. In our North Shore football segment today, we focus on players. Here is Mascadamat head football coach Gavin Monagle.
We got a great group of kids, first of all, which helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the young kids on the field this year are some guys who just weren't on the field last year, first opportunities. We graduated a lot of seniors last year who were on the field for several years.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids are getting their first shot at it, and they're doing a great job. It's time-consuming, I think, putting, the offense in, the defense in, the special teams in, trying to find out who can do what, where, and, we could be wrong in the first place we put them, and then you kind of figure out, you want to get your best kids on the field and wherever they can help, and there's a process there, and still putting our offense in, which isn't easy to put in. It's not, running wing T stuff. It takes a little time. It takes repetition. You have to see things and adjust, and play on. But the kids have been great, and I think week by week we've gotten better, and, we throw the ball a little bit better now, and, I was heavy with the run stuff early, and I think we're picking up more and more time practicing, going to the passing game, and, so defensively I think the kids have been great from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, though. Expect to throw some special teams in there, and you're never ready. Put it that way, you're just never fully ready. Then you've got to figure out what your opponent's doing. So there's a lot.
Masco is playing host to Marblehead on Friday night. Kickoff at 6:30. Then there is Lynn Tech. The Tigers are 3-1, traveling to tough Manchester Essex on Friday. Tech coach James Runner on players.
I mean, a couple players. Joshua Lewis has been an amazing offense and defensive lineman for us. I think he had maybe 5 TFLs last week. Also Angel Figueroa, he's been playing really, really good ball for us at tight end and defensive end. And I want to give a big shout out to the fullback, Mario Giordano. We made some twists and some changes. He's a senior this year. He played offensive line for us, and he's done a really good job stepping up and making blocks for us like we need, and stepping up on the linebacker position. And I would probably say, the young kid, Jadiel Ortega, he's been a really, really big addition to our football program. He didn't play last week because we made choices as a coaching staff, but he'll be able to get back on the field this week, And I'd say the last person would probably be Darian Phipps. Darion recorded more tackles in last week's game than anybody else. He had 2 turnovers. I mean, he had 2 tackles for a loss. He had well over 10 tackles in the game. And he's making a really good junior campaign as a linebacker. Proud of him.
Lynn Tech football coach James Runner. We will have plenty of local football coverage all week on the website leading up to this weekend's games. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.